All right, what's up, everybody, and welcome to
The Boss Podcast,
where we discuss all things video games and what else, Audrey?
Making babies.
Well, that's
maybe not making babies, but babies. Having babies.
That's been on the mind. Audrey's bouncing on an exercise ball as we speak, and I think it's probably getting picked up. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I will do my best. I'll only use it in...
Only in necessary.
Yes. Absolutely necessary.
Yeah. What do you have strapped to you right now, Audrey?
I have our daughter, Ro, strapped to me right now, taking a little snooze. She's covering her face with her hand. It's really rather darling. Yeah. She's rather darling. I like her a lot.
I like her. I would say I love her.
I do too. I can already, 2 months in, love.
It's a love situation for sure. Definitely. It's wild. Like, she came March 10th on Mario Day. Can we weigh in on that too and just how
excited you were?
How excited I was.
Was it that morning? You were like, what if she came on Mario Day? And I was like, I don't know what Mario Day is. And for anyone else who doesn't know what that means, March abbreviation is obviously M-A-R, and then 1-0 for 10 looks like Mario.
Exactly.
Just to let all the other fellow plebs in on that.
Yeah.
Mario Day.
We gotta keep the plebs in the loop.
Listen.
That's what you're here for.
Yeah. I wish I had something more profound to say, but that's true.
Yeah, the rest is pretty much history. It's like, it's been wild. It's been a whirlwind.
It has.
As far as gaming goes.
I feel like, all things considered, you haven't skipped too many beats on the gaming front.
Yeah, like right when she was born, I took like a solid 3 weeks off of gaming.
Yeah, how'd that feel? Did you even notice?
I felt cleansed.
Yeah.
Felt like my brain could work better. No, I honestly felt pretty good. I was like, okay, I probably needed that little stint.
Yeah.
And then, once, you know, then like you kind of get into a rhythm, because gaming, being a gamer dad, it's kind of like, you know, you only have so many opportunities. Like, you gotta game when she's asleep, you gotta game when we're like both hanging out and it's like you're doing something and everybody's calm, and a lot of handhelds, that's for sure.
Yeah, you've had to bring in some new devices. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I've got this little emulation device, an Ambernic RG35XX. It's a Game Boy looking device, and it can run all sorts of emulation games from the Atari all the way through PlayStation 1, so, and everything in between. So it can get Game Boy Advance, it can get Super Nintendo, Nintendo. So I've been playing a lot of classics. I was playing Super Mario RPG, and that game is so good. I can't believe how good Super Mario RPG is.
What's the RPG?
Role-playing game. So it's like, RPGs typically are like a turn-based type of situation where you'll like be like, defend, attack, use magic, and then like the enemy will go, you will go. It's usually like turn-based.
Okay.
A lot of the RPGs are that way. Then there's action RPGs where it's like, and RPGs also include a lot of like building your character, where you'll put stats into certain attributes of a character, like magic or stamina or defense or strength, and that's a lot of what RPG goes into.
Would you compare that to raising a child?
Yes, actually, raising a child is very similar to Pokemon Red.
Perfect.
Except you don't get to choose your starting Pokemon. It's just kind of like, you get the Pokemon, and you're like,
well, we didn't choose her.
Exactly. You don't get to choose. Unlike in Pokemon, where you can choose.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you were saying in Pokemon, you don't choose either. I'm like,
no. Like, you know, you just, it just happens, and you're just like raising this little Pokemon critter.
And or human child.
And or human child, not exactly a Pokemon. On the LNG website, I was creating an article that was like Pokemon, the ultimate Pokemon, baby, the ultimate Pokemon.
Love it.
And I was like, kind of toying with that idea.
I like it.
I didn't fully execute it.
I think you need to.
I should. Because I feel like there's something.
Pokemon card for Ro.
We should.
Like her little baby pick, and then like a different
whale. Yeah. Whale would be its like, you know how Pokemons have like the screech?
They're different, yeah.
Yeah, like this would be whale, and it would like disorient
mom and dad.
Disorient mom and dad for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oops. Yeah, it's just.
I like that. That would be a funny birth announcement, actually.
That would
be. Like, send that out to family and friends.
That would be so good. Yeah, we should have done that.
It's not too late.
Yeah, it's not too late. But yeah, so a lot of handhelds. I've been playing my Steam Deck as well. A lot of classics on there. Metal Gear Solid 5. That was a big one. I started playing Dishonored. Another good game. It's been so long since we last chatted. I upgraded the SSD in that to be a 1 terabyte, or not 1 terabyte, a 256 gigabyte SSD in there. So I had to do a little tinkering. I've been all about tinkering leading up to the birth of Ro. Like, yes. I was messing with the PS3. Maybe I already talked about that in a previous episode.
It's possible.
Maybe.
Someone's breaking things outside.
Yeah, someone like just fell off a ladder
through a tin roof.
Yeah, holy classic Sherman Oaks antics. Yeah, a lot of tinkering, and then I built that PC. I don't know, maybe I haven't mentioned that either.
No, I think you have.
I have, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I built the PC, which was really a fun, like, that really added cred to my gaming knowledge.
And then I don't want to jump the gun here, but I feel like there's one real big game in your life right now.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, the game that did release May 12th, I believe. Zelda.
May 12th? Yeah,
May 12th, right?
I was thinking March 12th, and I'm like, no way.
Yeah, no.
No.
May. Yeah, May. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Been playing a heck of a lot of that on the Switch.
Yeah.
And one thing, when it does come to parenthood and gaming, it's definitely, like, Audrey likes to get to sleep early, and Ro likes to get to sleep early as well.
Yeah.
Which kind of works out. Sometimes maybe you want to stay up later. I don't know.
Correct.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I didn't even know. This is the first time us breaking this down.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
sometimes, you know, 8 o'clock comes quickly.
8 o'clock comes really quickly.
But then the second I'm in bed, I'm like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I've been also on like a crazy coffee kick. I've been drinking coffee like all day, every day.
Which I also just want to note that I'm not having coffee anymore.
Yeah.
And so Matt's really holding his end of the family coffee consumption for both of us. And that's really generous, as heartbreaking as it is for me. I feel like I haven't spoken maybe in a few months. This is tough for me to get out any sentences.
Yeah. This is the most we've spoken.
Truly. Specifically baby things.
That's true. It has been very baby related. So it's kind of like we're having like a bit of a therapy session.
What are these words?
Beats me. Yeah. There's definitely... So, yeah, I mean, obviously we need to kind of revisit the going to sleep portion, but you'll go to sleep.
We'll circle back on that
one.
Yeah,
we'll circle back, and you'll go to sleep, and I will game.
Yes.
And sometimes it goes till about 10:30, 11. And 11:30. So I can get 11:30. Well, 11:30 because there was a Carolina Hurricanes, Florida Panthers game that went like five overtimes. It was crazy long. So I was like watching that the other day. Sometimes it just gets late, sneaks up on you.
It does.
But definitely Tears of the Kingdom is just awesome. Like a sequel to Breath of the Wild, they nailed a sequel. It's a perfect sequel. It's like,
which I feel like we don't hear often.
No. Never. A perfect sequel, it doesn't exist. It's like Terminator 2. Oh. That is the perfect sequel.
I said, ugh, like I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, we should watch because it's so good. It's a classic. It's probably the best sequel ever. And I would say this might be the best sequel ever in terms of video games. Yeah, would say. I mean, it's like they were able to change it enough to where it feels fresh. And they expanded on it totally, like the perfect amount. The map is different. Now you can go above, like below ground. I haven't even done that yet. You can go up in these sky islands, so you're like flying around.
Fun.
But
it still stayed true to what you loved about Breath of the Wild.
Exactly. And that's like all it takes. But that game is just so smart. It's like an open world that they designed the map so geniusly that you like, it kind of like guides you in a sense. Like you're not like lost in an open world. That's what I was trying to explain to you the other day. I'm like, it's just, you're almost feel like it's kind of taking you on this journey and you don't feel just like, I don't know, I'm just in an open world. Like, what do I do next?
Yeah.
It takes you and you run into all these things. And so your journey just keeps
getting naturally more progressing.
Exactly. It's so good. It's really well done. It's insane that it's on the Switch. That, I think, is the biggest thing. Like, the Switch, like, probably the least powerful next-gen console. It is the least powerful. And they have this game that's just, like...
Is this exclusive to Switch?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. It's Nintendo. I thought you just chose Switch.
No. That's why it's, like, you can't play it on anything else.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a Nintendo exclusive. So it's, like... It blows me away. Like, it... Basically, there's no excuse for other games not to be able to run well when this thing can. It's, like, huge. There's so much going on screen. And to be honest, the frame rate, I feel like, is better than Breath of the Wild.
Wow.
So, I'm really impressed. I think I'll be playing that for a while and kind of put everything else to the side for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise, just back in Overwatch 2 when I can.
Yeah.
And, of course, Warzone 2. But Warzone doesn't have...
Which one did the update that wasn't an update? They just made it ranked.
That was Warzone.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing with that. And it's so sweaty now. Like, I'll watch a streamer, and it's just, like, them planting claymores and, like, things that just, like... They're, like, booby traps.
Thank you. I was like, totally.
Yeah, they're just planting booby traps everywhere, and they'll just stay in a building. And it's just like, this doesn't really make you good. It just makes you, like, a camper.
Yeah.
And being a camper, which in pleb terms is just like you're staying in one place for the whole game.
Yeah.
Is like, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
And I feel like it definitely, like, rewards that. Probably back to Overwatch 2, and just, like, that game is probably equally as dead, but Overwatch 2 has its own charm. Like, I wish Overwatch 1 was still around, to be honest, but just because I thought 6v6 was still superior, and 2 tanks was better, but, you know...
You
win some, you lose some. You can't do anything about it. It's free to play now. I think, like, since we last spoke, like, I know I've harped on this too, but, like, free to play is, like, the worst thing a game can do, I think.
Yeah, because there's no accountability for the makers. Yeah,
no accountability. It's, like, it's all skin-driven. I just read some news. This is something, if I had written an outline for this episode, I'd probably put it in there. They canceled like a story mode for Overwatch 2, and this was highly anticipated. It's called PvE. It's like player versus enemy. It's like usually computer, you know, computer enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And they just canceled it, and like people are like, I guess cool with. I don't know what the outrage is. I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Because people were super stoked on it. Like, it would be a cool mode to have, so you don't have to play multiplayer all the time. You, like, play a story mode in Overwatch.
Huh.
I think that would be really sweet, but instead they just were like, oh, scrap it.
Can't buy skins there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we'll just sell 1,000 more skins, thanks.
Is that the one where that gamer who doesn't even play the game has a skin?
That was actually Nick Merckx in Call of Duty.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick Merckx got a Call of Duty skin, and, like, he hasn't played that game in over a year. He's like, an Apex Legends main.
Hmm.
And they're just like, here, Nick Merckx, have a skin. And now he's playing it, but it's, like, so weird. I don't get what that was about.
Money.
Money, most likely. I need to know how much money changes hands with, like, the game.
Like, paying marketing, a creator.
Yeah, like, it has to be so... It's just, like, I feel like I feel like it's kind of the Wild West in the video game world when it comes to that, because streaming is still, like, it's still kind of new, but, like, streaming numbers are still so... It's, like, becoming so important for these people,
because yeah, they want... Yeah, it's the currency.
Yeah, and it's, like, they... I don't know, I just feel like they're paying these streamers under the table, like, probably... an insane amount of money, and they're just like, yeah, stream our game, we'll pay you, like, literally, we'll Venmo you, like,
Venmo.
Yeah, we're gonna Venmo you $3,000 a week for 5 months. It's like, no one would know. It's like, I don't know, I think there's a lot of weird stuff like that going on in the industry where it's very under the table.
Yeah, you don't have to say that it's ad.
Or, exactly. Yeah. It's just like all they're doing is streaming the game. And I think that is something that... Actually, I don't care. If it's regulated or not, it's not going to do anything for me.
Yeah.
Something
else.
What else?
Ro loves the Animal Crossing soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
We were grooving to that today.
We were grooving.
Honestly, I was feeling it. It was pretty vibey.
The Animal Crossing soundtrack is so good. Like, it has a very, like, what would you say? Like, what are, like...
French.
Yeah, like a French vibe. But it's also, like, you know, like, what would you call a Row, Row, Row Your Boat? Like, what is
lullaby?
That? Lullaby. Yeah, they kind of have, like, lullaby feels, but they're, like, more... stylish, yeah. In a sense, and
a little more pizzazz,
and they're just like fun. I think Ro was really, like, she chilled for like a full hour while we were listening.
She was loving it.
She was. That was really cool. I loved that, actually.
Yeah.
So. A lot of the 3DS Animal Crossing, that was like a system, and there was a good Animal Crossing for that one. That was the one I played so much of.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get into the Switch Animal Crossing. It's just...
Not quite doing it.
I know. And like, what else is this? There's got to be some gaming news that I can come up with off the top of my head. Like I said, since there's not any, like, time to... Or what am I saying? Like, an outline for the show. This was very impromptu. I just, like, we got Ro to take a nap, and I'm just like, hey, Audrey... You want to do a Boston
Club real quick? Podcast.
Which is so nice.
It's great.
I feel like we really, like, scrapped this together actually pretty quick.
Agreed.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is more of just like an update type.
It's just dipping our toe back in the pool.
I know. I feel like we've dipped our toe, and that's all it takes for me. Sometimes I just have to, like, get the ball rolling slightly, and then I can, like, really go. So,
oh, Ro wanted to be on the podcast. Ro's
like, what's up? I'm going to cough. Okay. We just want to... And shout out to our audio engineer, Mason.
What up, Mace?
And our sponsors, Squadcast. And GarageBand.
And G Fuel. And Sully Baby, the wrap that Ro's wearing.
Oh, yeah, Sully Baby. Oh, yeah.
She's awake. We gotta.
So we gotta wrap it up. So
blessings to everyone.
Blessings.
We'll have new stuff soon.
Yeah. So you guys have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.